Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on RealLibertyMedia.com. Hey, howdy, folks, and welcome to the Free Your Mind Show, right here live on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz. On this Thursday, May 27, 2021. Yes, we are live if you're listening live. Otherwise, we're not. Anyway, if you're not over here on one of these websites, rlmradio.xyz or reallibertymedia.com, head on over, jump into the chat, talk to the folks that are here, chat along with the show live, and you can talk to us, myself, Grimner, and the lovely, wonderful, mighty Moose Girl.
That's me.
The other half of this program.
Yep.
Yep. all right, anyway, today is episode 13 of this program, this showgram, and it's called Killing in the Name. Oh,
yep.
Yeah. Some of you may be familiar with that phrasing, because it comes from a song by a band called Rage Against the Machine, and it's Killing in the Name. This song is a pointing out the racist policers, jackbooted thugs. It says some of those. What's that?
The Leos,
yeah. I don't call them
law
that.
Law enforcement officers.
Yeah, I don't call them that. Anyway, it says some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses, meaning the racist bastards.
Yep.
Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told you, which they say a whole bunch of times.
Yep.
And now you do what they told you. Then it goes on to say, those who died are justified for wearing the badge. They're the chosen whites by wearing a badge. Yeah. And it goes on to say that for a good bit. It's a very repetitive song if you're not familiar with it. And then it goes, ugh, yeah, come on. And then there's this little bit. That's right. Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me, motherfucker.
Right.
yeah. It's a nice love song there. Rage. Rat 'em. Earlier here today in the chat, I think it was Kate posted a link to a tweet about this guy that's running for the mayor of Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't even know what to say I'll just give you the headline here. It says, Atlanta mayoral candidate who voted to defund police carjacked for his Mercedes in broad daylight. And in the article, which is on the website, notthebee.com, they say here, a classic case of fate loves irony. But it's got nothing to do with that. Because let's say this guy didn't vote to defund the police and voted to, like, quadruple the police force. Right?
Yep.
Would that have stopped somebody from carjacking him?
No.
Would he suddenly have been protected if there was a cop standing on every corner everywhere?
No.
No. Not a goddamn thing. So there's no irony in this.
No.
defund the police, of course, is also a misnomer. They were never going to defund the police. They wanted to pare it back some and get it into order because the cops are out of freaking control.
Yeah, for sure.
So I can't go along with this, although I do like the website Not to Be. They do post some really good stuff over there. But on this one, I think they're misguided, as most of the so-called conservatives are, because most of them are copsuckers, which, you know what that means.
Yep.
Yeah, the bootlickers, whatever name you want to put on them. And they're the ones that fly the don't tread on me flag, and then they fly the blue, you know, back the blue flag, which is, who do you think's going to be treading on you? It's got to be those backing the blue people.
Yeah.
Those boots you've been licking are going to kick your ass. So,
no kidding.
Pick a fucking lane, you know.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. You're so confused. I know you want to think that, the cops and the soldiers, they're out there for our good. The soldiers are protecting the country. Dispensing democracy and freedom around the world. No, they're not. They're out there fighting for the globalists, for the corporatists. They got nothing to do with embracing democracy or getting other people by point of a gun. You will be a democracy, like it or not. And with these cops, they're the ones that are causing the problems. They're the ones. There's never a cop there when a crime is about to be committed. They may show up, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes later, but by that time the damage is done, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you may be the one. You may have called the cops yourself because you're reporting a thing, and they could come out there and just murder your ass.
Yeah.
And or you could just be doing nothing, you know, driving up the road or just walking on the road or, you know, on the sidewalk there. And they don't like the looks of you for whatever reason, then you're screwed. I don't really know what direction to go with this. But I need to do a PSA. First, before we move on, totally disconnected, unconnected with the topic at hand, but this is for Real Liberty Media people that I know a lot of us use a program called AnyDesk. I use the program called AnyDesk mm-hmm. with a lot of people. This article came out today on the Hacker News. Malvertising campaign on Google distributed Trojanized AnyDesk installer. Now, here's the thing, so you don't get too worried about so you don't get worried about this. If you already have AnyDesk installed, you're fine. You're safe. You're good to go.
Okay.
If you don't have it installed and you do a search on Google, which, why would you be searching on Google in the first place?
Right.
Get over there to DuckDuckGo. But there's a site out there. It's called Teresa. I don't know, some kind of weird name to it. That purports to download an AnyDesk installer. But this AnyDesk installer they download is a worm malware to get onto your computer. And if you're familiar with the function of AnyDesk, which allows you to absolutely control somebody's computer, down to the very root level of it, then you don't want that on your computer. So
No. If
you are still looking to download AnyDesk, which it's a great program, I use it all the time. I've fixed many people's computers using AnyDesk on from my machine to their machine. So just go to the real AnyDesk website. Don't just go out there and do a Google search and download from some stupid ad out there. I know it's a difficult thing to ask people to do, to quit using frickin' Google, but I'm asking you, quit using frickin' Google. All right. That article explains all of the details and such like that on there. It says here 300 million people are using AnyDesk worldwide, which is that's a pretty good group of people. So
yeah, big time.
Anyway, that's my PSA. We don't usually do these on this show, but I felt this was important for this particular crowd, this group. AnyDesk is fine. The actual program is fine,
okay.
And if you get it from AnyDesk, you'll be all right. And if it's already installed on your machine, you're all right.
You're okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just look out for, I mean, and this is just for this thing here, for this AnyDesk program. You can be sure there are tons of other programs that have similar problems out there. Always try to go to the actual developer site of whatever software it is. Don't go through these weird third party links to get your software, because you'll just be screwed. That's Cowboy Tech. Oh boy.
Okay. Good
anyway,
deal.
So this Atlanta mayor candidate. I don't know what to say about him or other people that. When they say defund the police, that's, of course, not what they're actually talking about. Well,
right.
Not what them being the politicians are talking about. It may be what Antifa and Black Lives Matter were talking about. They wanted to totally disband all the cops, which I really don't have a problem with, as long as the community steps up to take care of these things as they come along and are not hindered by the goonerments of those local areas, because the community can certainly step up and take care of the criminals, the actual criminals that are out there stealing or hurting people, killing people, whatever. But then the community won't be going after the crimes, quote,
mm-hmm.
that have no victims. Because that's not a crime. It doesn't fit the definition of a crime. So the community could certainly step up, and people would be glad to do that on their own. So, and depending on how you want to look at it, and defunding the police, but I don't find this guy's car being carjacked, his little Mercedes.
He was carjacked because he was driving a freaking Mercedes.
Right. Well, and it was a white Mercedes, so obviously a racist Mercedes.
oh.
12:30 in the afternoon by a bunch of children who fought him off and sped away in his car. Anyway, did I give you that link? Did I give people that link? I don't know.
Yep.
I'll put it in there again just in case I forgot. there it is. So, as Moose Girl and I have talked about over the many years, these guys are these cops are criminals.
Yes.
And when they say, I'm just doing my job, I'm enforcing the law. Yes, that's true, right? But when the law is unethical and abhorrent to the Constitution, which most of the laws are, then for them to say, I'm doing my job by enforcing the law, well, they're not, because the law itself is a criminal act. The fact that these people pass these laws, whether it be the war on drugs, prostitution, well, anything where there's not an actual victim involved, then those are not crimes, and those should never have been allowed to be on the books in the first place.
Right.
So when they say I'm enforcing the law, no, you're not, because if you were, you're enforcing the law these politicians wrote, but you're not enforcing the actual law, which would be either the Constitution or just your ethical fortitude, right?
Right.
Because you wouldn't go after people for doing nothing that was not harming anybody.
Right.
Right.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still here.
I lost you. Never mind.
All right. As long as you got me back.
Yep. you know, we've talked about this subject so much, but it's still so prevalent.
Oh, I know. Every day, you know, my like Twitter timeline or over on Minds.com,
mm-hmm.
There'll just be lots and lots of stories about cops doing evil things to people for no reason.
Yeah. And they're not nice people in real life either.
No, and a lot of them are rapists and murderers and thieves.
Yeah.
A lot of them are thieves.
They're not law abiders. A lot of them are not.
No, and they feel so privileged and special because they're wearing the badge. You know,
yep, the costume,
and if they shoot you, they're justified because they're wearing
yep.
a badge. And if they shoot
right.
if they shoot somebody and it gets caught on video or whatever, they will lie their asses off. They will falsify evidence. They will make
oh,
up
yeah.
all kinds of stuff well after the fact about how this person was. You know, they used drugs at some point in the past, so they're the guilty one. What? You just murdered somebody walking down the road. You had no idea who that person was, and you killed them, flat out murdered
yep,
them.
Yep.
So whether this guy smoked a joint 3 years ago and got a ticket for it, how does that have a bearing on what you just did?
Right.
Or you hear about the guys like locked in the back of the cop car, handcuffed behind his back, and somehow he manages to shoot himself in the head twice.
Right.
yeah. I'm buying that, but you know, as soon as a story like that comes out, regardless of how many people are out there pointing out that this was a problem, this was murder, this was a victimization of an innocent person, then all of those copsuckers are going to come out and start defending them in every way possible. And it's like, don't you understand? Don't you understand? Those are the same people that are coming after you. Oh, well, if you just, you know, follow the orders that they give you, which, first off, you got no right giving orders. But that's another story. but that's obviously not true, because we've seen people totally complying with everything they said and still be shot dead.
Right. Like, they tell you to do something, and you do it, and, oh, they grabbed the wrong weapon, and they shot you instead of tased you.
Right. Yeah, a likely story, because a taser weighs about a third of an actual gun.
Right.
And it doesn't feel the same in your hand. And if you're that incompetent in determining what weapon is in your hand before you pull the freaking trigger, you got no right. You got no right being out
no.
there. Even if you're the best, most honorable person in the world, if
yep.
you're that freaking incompetent, I mean, just think, if it was you or me that did that, you know, we'd be locked up forever. A normal, unbadged person could not get away with that.
No way.
No way.
The rules are different for the cops, dude.
Right, or any of the state, you know, type people.
Yes, the rules are different for politicians, too.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And judges, and it goes from the top down.
Sure.
Even Biden. does not have a clean reputation.
Oh, and a horrible reputation.
He is horrible. He's been in that realm for 50 years.
He's about 48 years.
He's a slimy motherfucker. And now he has no mind. So that begs the question, who's running the thing? Because it's not him.
Well, it never has been him.
Never the president.
No.
You know.
Yeah, it's always run from above, but you never get to know or...
We're not privy to that information.
No, of course not.
No, they don't tell us that because then they would be exposing themselves to the liars that they are and they have been for my entire life. I mean...
It would ruin the whole game. They couldn't get people to go out there and fight over left versus right, black versus...
Race issues, gender issues, blah, blah, blah. Should transgender people be in women's sports? Just blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The whole thing would be blown wide open.
Sure. And let me just ask you. Do you define yourself as a conservative or a liberal?
Neither.
Right. That's what they ask you, and it's like, how can I answer that? How could I possibly answer that question?
Right.
I mean, I'm liberal than the most liberal person on the liberal side at points, and I'm more conservative than the most conservative person at other points.
Right.
There's, if you want to put, say, everybody that's liberal thinks exactly like this on all issues, you're crazy. You're out of your mind.
Yeah. and the terms are really abstract, though, too. The perception can be taken so many ways.
Right.
On those two words, liberal or conservative.
And those...
To define it is hard. I mean, obviously, the basic definition, everybody gets that, but... When you are talking about politics and the way of the world and everything, it can be misinterpreted in different or interpreted, I should say, in many ways, you know?
Oh, sure.
But like you say, if you lump everybody in the same, like, oh, you're liberal, so you think exactly like me, you know, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And that's not the way it is.
Not at all. And, you know, I would consider myself in a very loose manner because I can't tie myself in with them, but a fiscal conservative, which means don't spend any money at all. Quit stealing money from people through via taxes, levies, tariffs, whatever. That would be me. But those that are like the ultra conservatives, that are supposed to be fiscally conservative, are all for the war machine, and that's the biggest expense out there.
Right. That's the biggest organization that spends most of the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the hugest expense.
Right. The MIC.
And I would quit giving money to all these foreign countries, which those conservatives are all for. Conservatives. none of them are actually conservative about anything.
No.
But they call themselves that. And people buy into the little sound bites about what one is or another. Oh, you're a Democrat. That means you believe in abortion. Well, I personally know some Democrats that don't.
Right.
That may be for, you know, certain civil rights or whatever, but they are not for murdering babies. Of course, me saying murdering babies when referring to abortion, I would be shunned by most of those Democrats.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not murdering babies. it's like, yeah it is. Oh, well, because
yes, it is.
I mean, if you're pregnant and you don't do anything about it, you just let it run its course, you're gonna have a baby. So.
Yep.
If you somewhere in the middle intervene, you've murdered a baby. That's my take on it, anyway. now, I'm sure 98% of the people out there listening will disagree, but I don't care. Not, they're not my problem.
Right. No, they're not.
So, But as far as, you know, the song goes, Killing in the Name, there are a lot of racist pigs out there.
Yeah.
You may call them LEOs or police or whatever, but I can't. I just have to call them pigs, which I know is an insult to pigs, but actual swine. You know, pigs are great, great animals. But still, it's
from the 70s. Didn't they get started? People started calling them that in the 70s.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The fuzz.
The fuzz. Oh my God, I haven't heard that one. That's like from the 50s or something.
Yeah, maybe 60s. Anyway.
Yeah, probably the 60s. I don't know.
Look out! It's a fuzz. Anyway. Which I don't even know what that refers to. maybe they all had mustaches back then. Anyway, so there are a lot of racist ones out there, and I do understand the lyrics on that particular part. And I also understand the big thing on this here, that those who died are justified for wearing the badge. They're the chosen whites. So the people they murdered, they justified murdering the people they murdered because they have a badge on and they're the chosen whites.
Right.
I can't imagine ever wanting to do a job like that. Why would anybody want that particular job?
I don't know. People, for the most part, don't want to deal with cops. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Donna,
they don't really like them.
Donna is saying fuzz is static CB noise. Maybe
that's where the term fuzz came from.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
don't they call them the heat, too, sometimes?
Oh, yeah, they're the heat.
Yeah, the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it... They don't like you generally, you know, and there are some, I suppose, good cops out there.
Yeah, that's an oxymoron.
Right.
Because, let me explain why I say there are no good cops. Because I've explained this before on other shows, but here's the deal. You're out there being a cop, and you do something to somebody that is harming no one and harming nobody's property. You're not a good cop. You've caused harm to somebody for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Or maybe you refuse to enforce the victimless crime laws, but you see your buddies doing it and you do nothing to stop them. Then you're not a good cop. Well, if you do actually say, hey, you can't do that to this person, that's the wrong thing to be doing, then you will be fired, in which case you're no longer a cop. So that there, if you were, quote, a good cop, you would be fired. Because if you refuse to enforce the laws on victimless crimes, they'll fire your ass. If you report your buddies for doing bad things, they'll fire your ass. So there's no such thing as a good cop. The only good cop is an ex-cop that got fired for doing the right thing. I know a lot of people that, you know, determine they want to be cops because they think they're going to go out there and help people and make the, you know, small area of the world a better place. But you're not going to be allowed to. It's not part of your duties out there. And I know at one point, was it Zach wanted to be a cop?
Yes, he thought about it.
Yeah, you talked about it.
I discouraged him greatly, dude.
Yes.
I was very open about that in my telling of him, do not do it.
Right. Right.
Yeah, you know, and I gave my reasons, and besides, it is a dangerous freaking job.
Hell yeah, it is.
And it's a stressful job.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want that for him.
I don't blame you. in the slightest.
And same with the military.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I discouraged them from joining the military, too. I said, if you want to be told what to do, when to take a shit, when to sleep, when to eat, join the military. And they own your ass, by the way, too.
Yeah.
While you're signed up with them.
Oh, yeah, you signed that contract. You are theirs.
Right. And, theirs. You know, if you follow orders, you're called a turncoat or a traitor. If you don't follow orders.
Yeah.
You're called, you know, a traitor or a coward or something, right?
Right.
It's very masculine, too. And, you know, they let women be in the military, but that's been nothing but problems. Sorry, it is a problem, okay?
All right.
Because of sexual assault.
Okay, so it's
commanding officers raping women that are under them, right?
Right.
And they get away with it.
Sure.
And it's the same as when a cop does it.
Exactly.
They rape women in the back of the car. There's nothing you can do about it.
No.
Because it's your word against a cop.
Right.
And even if you go to trial on that, the jury's going to be, half of that jury is going to be sympathetic for the cop.
Yeah, they always are, at least half.
And believe that the victim's lying.
Right, yeah, at least half. They always are.
Right, and, you know, the women in the military thing, I didn't think that was a good idea from the get-go.
I don't blame you.
And the main reason is, like I said, sexual assault. And they haven't been able to get a handle on it.
Right.
You know, and even if they promote women to higher positions in the military, those women have to be somewhat masculine on a level because it's all men for the most part.
Right.
It's 80% probably men. Maybe 90. I don't know. But they have to kind of be like the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they are overlooking this shit.
Sure.
Women, overlooking women getting raped in the military.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a big circle, you know what I mean? And it always goes from the top down. I mean, Biden does not have a great reputation when it comes to certain things. Like kids and women.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting and disturbing. And, you know, that's why I say it goes from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
The corruption. It's a very corrupt system.
Totally.
Yeah, and the best you can do is just do as little as possible, but do what you have to do to protect yourself from these thugs.
Yeah, no, absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, don't drive around with no license plate on your car. I mean, try it if you want to. But you're going to be getting pulled over by a cop.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
The
cop
might be a real dick,
well,
you know? You know what I mean?
Sure.
And not give you a warning, you know, be a real dick. You know, search your entire car. Empty it all out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you on the side of the road for 40 minutes to an hour.
Yeah,
fucking with you.
Right, and a lot of those.
Driving without a license plate on your car. Okay, Brainiac, whose fault is that then?
Right.
You know, driving with expired tabs, driving with no license, driving without insurance, driving while you're and not wearing a seatbelt, driving and talking on a cell phone. Not supposed to do any of that shit.
Right. Yeah.
So, they'll let you go, Vin, but you know, for me, a lot of times, I'm not driving clean all the time. I mean, my registration and shit and my insurance is that's all legit, but I might have some controlled substance with me, and I don't want to deal with a cop when I have the so-called controlled substance with me. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're carrying, you don't want to deal with the fucking pig.
No, I don't want to deal with them at any time for any reason whatsoever.
I mean, you know, some people live in Colorado, so they don't have to worry about it too much. But I live in Lamb, Wisconsin, where it's still illegal to have devil's lettuce. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you're a bad person.
You know?
You're a freaking hippie girl.
Right. If they smell that weed, they're going to fucking empty out your fucking car.
Oh, yeah.
And do the pat down on your ass.
Right. Haul you off.
Yep. Lock you up. Tow your car. And, you know, you just...
Yeah, that's Vinny.
That's funny, Rob.
That's Vinny.
He didn't want to deal with the hillbilly no more. He's just like, you can go now. I'm giving you crap, Vinny. You're all good, dude. You take it in stride, which is awesome.
Yeah, get that barbecue, Vinny.
Yeah, no kidding. What's the holdup on that?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point, though. You got to do some things, even though people be like, well, we shouldn't have to pay for the driver's licenses and the license plate. I get it. It's not right. I don't agree with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I don't want to deal with the pigs.
Ever. Ever.
So why would I drive dirty purposely, so blatantly dirty? You know what I mean?
Right.
No license plate. That's a huge fucking red flag there for a cop.
Oh, sure.
You're not complying. You know. So you got to be fucked with.
And then, going back to the original concept of the show, of this episode, just imagine if you were black.
Right.
And driving that car.
Yeah.
Odds, I mean, I'm not saying 100% of the times you get pulled over, you're going to be murdered, but the odds are higher.
Yes, they are. Even if you're on, okay, like Philando Castile, right?
Right.
This was in St. Anthony, Minnesota, or whatever.
Right.
The St. Anthony cop was in St. Paul, Ramsey County or something. He told the cop, yes, I have a gun, you know, and
right.
I have a permit for that gun.
Right.
He ended up dead.
Yeah.
Just by being honest with the cop and telling him, yeah, because the cop, do you have any weapons? Yes, I do. I have a gun that I have a permit for. And he ended up dead. The girlfriend filmed the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting right in the passenger seat.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Even if you're honest with them, you can end up dead.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And that guy was black, by the way, you know,
yeah.
White cop, black victim.
Right.
And, you know, they make it into a race thing, which I get it.
Sure.
But it goes above that, too.
Oh, absolutely. They don't care what color you are. They'll still kill you.
Right.
But,
And when we were doing stories on Freakers about this, and I remember one story specifically. And it was really disturbing because they were using pictures of elderly people, pregnant women, children, for target practice.
Right. Those are their targets.
It's like, what the hell? I mean, you know, not all criminals are men.
Nope.
I get it. But really, kids, the elderly? Pregnant women?
Do you really need a picture of any kind of person on those targets?
Right.
Just
put a fucking, like the black, you know, silhouette or whatever they do, you know.
Or just use a regular target, you know, with the circles.
Right, right.
I mean, you know.
Because they teach them to shoot to kill, dude. And you got to be in that zone that kills, you know, the heart. Kill shots.
Right.
They teach them to shoot to kill. They do not teach them to shoot to injure. Okay?
No, they do not.
They teach them to shoot to kill, and that's the training they get. And they teach them to kneel on people's necks and choke them out.
Yeah, which I have a hard time even understanding or believing that is one of their methods, is to kneel on somebody's neck.
Right.
How did that come a thing?
Right. I don't know, but my mom said her husband said, who was an ex cop in California, they trained them to do that.
Yeah.
And that comes right from an ex cop. So right. He was a cop in California in the 60s and 70s and 80s.
And I mean, do they have a time limit on how long they're allowed to kneel on somebody's...
Supposedly a tactic to subdue somebody that's struggling or resisting arrest.
Yeah, well, once they stop breathing, they're no longer...
They're not resisting then.
Not a lot of struggle at that point.
At that point, they are dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's so, I mean, it's surprising to me. The one thing that last year showed me is there are still a lot of people out there that are really fucking racist, dude.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's like made a comeback or something.
I think a lot of that's driven by the media.
Big time. Big time. Yeah. And the government promotes racism. They want you to be racist. They want you to be divided on some level because they freaking know they are outnumbered. If all of us are divided, they're fucked.
Right. It's the
because
time.
We outnumber them. People think about government as being so huge and big. Yeah, the military-industrial complex is big. Okay, I'll give them that. And
right.
They have a lot of weapons. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
But at the same time, they have to keep people divided because if we were united, we'd be a lot harder to control, don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why they promote racism and sexism and the differences in religion and the differences in whatever, you know, whatever it may be, abortion, you name it. It's all to keep us divided and
right.
At odds against each other instead of at odds against them, which is what it should be.
Well, you know, once everybody gets this vaccine,
so-called.
And their brains are all reprogrammed to do whatever whatever the government says, then they won't have to keep you divided because you'll all just be, yes, great government, I will follow you, whatever
right,
you
which
say.
Is zombie.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Or Frankenstein's. Bunch of Frankensteins.
Take me.
Walking around with all like Frankenstein. That might be funny.
I get
it.
You
would
know,
not be funny.
It's,
right?
It's not funny as you sit and watch it.
As you
see what's going on in the world with people reporting their neighbors for not wearing a mask or having too many guests in their house.
Oh,
or,
God, how dare they?
Or walking around a grocery store. Hey, you're only 5 feet away from me. What's going on here? so it's not really funny watching that.
And that's what I said about the vaccine, the so-called vaccine.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me.
Right.
So that phrase can apply to a lot of things. You know?
Absolutely.
I don't like to pay for fucking license plate tabs. Trust me, it irks me to no fucking end, dude.
Absolutely.
But I, at the same time, I don't want to deal jack with thugs.
I don't
want to be harassed by them.
No.
I don't want to, you know, not purposely, you know.
No, certainly not.
I'm not gonna do myself like that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, because, like I said, I live in a lame state that still says this plant is illegal, and they don't even have medical marijuana here yet.
Right.
It's ass backwards. It's so messed up.
Yeah, it is.
But, and that's why I said about that, too. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Tell me I'm not supposed to smoke this? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Shove that shit or sun don't shine, motherfucker.
That's right.
No, anyway, I think in some ways, though, as far as weed goes, the cops are not as hardcore as they were in the past. More meth and shit and crazy people doing stupid, meth heads doing crazy stupid shit while they're high on that shit.
Well, I think that all depends on your location and how the individual pig is feeling that day.
Right.
I mean, if he needs to bust somebody to make him feel like he's a big man, then he's gonna get you.
Go ahead, Griff.
Well, I've heard even in places like Colorado, where it's, you know, supposedly totally legal, or California, they'll still fuck with people over weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
even though it's supposedly legal.
Right, and you're allowed to be driving around with it. But they'll still screw with you because you have it.
Yeah, they're not out of the woods yet when it comes to weed being legal, I guess.
No, I don't.
Which I hate that term, legal, but.
Yeah.
It should just be decriminal. I don't know what the word, you know.
Deregulated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it off the Schedule 1 list or whatever the fucking list it's on.
Right. Take it off all schedules. And say,
let people grow it themselves. Don't worry if they do. Don't say, well, we gotta tax people that grow it. What?
Right.
The fuck is that? You gonna tax me for growing corn too, bitch? Come on, dude.
They probably will.
They could have probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They do weird things with farmers, you know, where they.
Yeah, they do.
They pay them not to grow crops.
What the hell?
And then if you actually do grow the crops, they do some other kind of bad stuff to you. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, God. Oh, the thing that I was going to talk about, too, is undercover cops.
Oh, right.
That is so wrong, dude.
Sure, yeah, no, it's...
It's coercion.
Entrapment, coercion, whatever you want to call it.
You're at a concert, and you pull out your pot and your pipe and you start smoking, there could be a narc standing right next to you, undercover, I mean. And you get busted. And they take your shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They give you a ticket and they take your shit.
Right.
It's like, what, can't you just give me a ticket and not take my shit, you thief? Aren't you supposed to, like, not be a criminal?
Well, see, you're right there, what you just described, it perfectly defines the word decriminalized. Because when they decriminalize, they will still steal your weed. They will still give you a fine, but it's not a criminal thing. It's a civil thing. So when people say, "Oh, we need to decriminalize," no, you don't. No, that's a bad thing. Decriminalization does not free the weed or anything else. Because I heard something they were gonna, I forget what state it was in, but they were gonna decriminalize prostitution. Which means they'll still, give you a fine.
Most people.
Yeah, they'll give you a fine for that, both you and the prostitute.
Right.
So it's not a good thing, decriminalization. People keep saying, "Oh no, that's what we got to do."
Right. Right.
No, you're confused. You're confused.
And
by...
it's not ideal for, like, in Colorado, that shit that you buy in the shops, that's not cheap, dude.
No, certainly not.
It's not cheap. You're better off to fucking grow your own. I mean, seriously. Because the weed that you can buy, it's taxed up the yin-yang. And why would you want to support that system?
No idea.
You know, why would you want to... I mean, I'm all for weed shops. Don't get me wrong. You know, it's great. Some people need them. They can't grow their own. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But, it's just... It's taxed so much, and it's so, like, I don't know. The whole idea of the taxation rubs me the wrong way.
Sure.
You know, well, they have to make money somehow.
Why?
Right.
What do they need to make the money for?
I'm talking the government.
I know. What do they need to make the money for?
The roads, man! I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, just go out there and look at your roads and see how many potholes.
Oh, they're vacation. They're summer vacation. They need to go on fucking Belize for a fucking month or a week or a couple weeks.
Right, right.
You know, they need to fucking go on vacation, but most of us can't do that.
No. Well, you got travel restrictions because you're a normal human.
Right.
If you were one of them, one of the elite class, even during total full lockdowns, you can go anywhere you want, do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can go to Mexico, no problem.
Ah, yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And, but you gotta have the right credentials there.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be special.
Yep, you gotta be in the club. And fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
There you go.
I will to a point, like I've been discussing for the last almost hour now.
Yeah.
It's called self-preservation, dude.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's limiting your damage by picking your battles.
Exactly.
You know, I think it was Flash earlier in the chat talking about fighting a bear. Like, No. That's not something you ever want to do.
No.
You don't.
Bear will kick your ass, dude.
You
bear
don't,
will maul you to death.
You
don't, you'll be their dinner.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pick your battles.
Yeah. So I'm not going to go in and try and wrestle a bear.
Right. And I'm not going to go driving around without license plates on my car.
No, I'm not either. I say that for the price, it's a very little hassle, very little cost to pay to not be harassed.
Yeah, exactly. Do I agree with it? No.
No.
I think the DMV should be completely demolished.
Right.
Done away
with. Absolutely. Sure.
You know, all licensing. Get the fuck away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage license, what the hell?
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I mean, if people need to be licensed to use Believe in order to do a particular profession, then there will be private, independent companies that will be willing to certify whoever in whatever profession that person's going to do, whether it's a brain surgeon or a plumber. Those people can all be certified by private groups out there.
Right.
And there are groups that actually do that already.
Oh, yeah.
But they should be the ones that are in charge. There's a group called the UL, the Underwriters Laboratory. They're actually a private group. But they've got direct ties to government because of the regulations and such. They make sure that what people are doing not only is safe for people, but it matches the government regulations, which the government regulations don't actually help anybody. But the things that UL is checking for do, to make sure that things are done safely and in a proper manner. So there's a lot of groups out there like that for different things.
And they're more trustworthy.
Far more more trustworthy than government, which has zero trustworthiness.
Right.
I mean, because they're not out there to make sure you're safe. They're out there to limit your activity in some manner. That's what they're for. There is to eliminate competition for the groups that lobby, whatever those may be. Just look at how much trouble companies like Uber and Lyft get going, because they had to fight all the various cities. Around the country, around the world,
right?
Because the taxi driver lobby is huge, within the local governments, and you can understand why, because they for those little taxi medallions that go on the back of a taxi in New York City, they can run over $1 million.
Yeah,
just to drive around a freaking cab, which you're not going to make $1 million doing.
No. Crazy.
But they could take that medallion and move it from one cab to the next. If it breaks down. I actually had bought a used cab way back when I was like 16.
Yeah.
And the thing had, you know, 300,000 miles on it or something. whatever. It didn't matter. But yeah. I was driving around like that with it for a long time. And then one day, I was at the San Diego Sports Arena there. Just saw a concert. I forget which. But whatever. This cop pulls up behind me and turns his lights on and comes up to the window and he says, "Hey, are you..." He thought I was a cab driver.
Yeah.
I'm like, "What? I don't drive a cab." And he says,
right.
"You got the medallion on the back of there." And I, "Well, don't tell me. I bought this car for $200 from Yellow Cab." And he said, "Well, you better get that thing turned in because they're gonna be coming after you." So yeah, there's a big battle for those little medallions, which the local governments use to limit the amount of cabs that are out there. So it's just another little finger in the eye of the free market, you know.
Right. Yeah. Whatever they can do, they got to get their cut or their take.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, that song that they wrote, it got people's attention, that's for sure.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Well,
whoever
wrote
it, I don't know if they wrote it or who wrote it. But,
yeah, it was Rage Against the Machine wrote it.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, it's a pretty hardcore song. The music, the beat, and everything.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It does say written by.
Yeah. Anyway,
it is self-titled debut album in '93. After being released in '92, the song was written 6 months following the Rodney King beating in 1991, which resulted in the LA riots.
Right.
So the Rodney King thing spurred their creativity to write this song.
Yeah,
this was a terrible event, dude. And that was how long ago now? Oh, yeah, 91?
Yeah.
Still doing the same tactics now as they were then, dude. Probably worse now.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've gotten worse, but it hasn't gotten better, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
So, you know.
Yeah, no, it ain't going to get better.
No. And, I don't think so. I mean, defunding. Oh, yeah, okay. Whatever.
Right. All right. Well,
and the other thing I was just going to say quick, if someone's having a mental health crisis, don't send a pig to help them.
No.
A dangerous, deadly weapon on them.
Absolutely not.
Just what's up with that? That needs to be dealt with, I believe. How they handle people in mental illness situations, mental distress, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you're suicidal, do not send a cop with a weapon to help somebody because that is the last thing that you should do for them.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. They're likely to wind up dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and some people, you know, that phrase suicide by cop.
Yeah.
That's happened.
Oh, sure.
You know, where for whatever reason, person wants to be dead. So they'll piss off a cop or do something, you know what I mean?
Right. They know the cop will kill you, you know, without a problem.
Right. Which is really sad, you know.
Yeah, well.
But, yeah, it's messed up. And, you know, I don't know the answer, but it's not gotten better.
No.
I know that.
No. All right, well, we're out of time here. We'll be back.
Yep.
We'll be back next Thursday with another episode. Tomorrow is Vinny's last episode of the American Dissonance season of the What Matters Worldwide show. I forget the exact name. Anyway, so check him out tomorrow right here on RLM Radio. Redneck Dennis will be on Saturday. I and Hal and Gary L. and Gigi's Boo will all be on Sunday. Check the schedule on realevermedia.com, rlmradio.xyz for all the other shows coming up throughout the week. And
yep.
Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me.
Nope.
Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me.
Right.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.